I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are talking about Pixar's latest film, Elemental.
Yeah, it's this has been out for a minute, right? This is the most latest Pixar film?
It was.
Okay. What's the next one?
Yeah.
Isn't there another one coming out?
That is the Disney Animation Studio. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I will never know the difference. Well, I mean, whatever. Elemental. Yeah.
When they're marketed, it is difficult to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, we waited till it went on to Disney Plus. And honestly, I'm kind of sad about that because I would have probably really enjoyed seeing this in theaters. I think we were just busy when it was out. There was a lot of other things we had to see. How did you enjoy it?
I don't remember a whole bunch of marketing happening for this film. It was kind of just... I remember seeing a trailer for it, but it wasn't,
I only saw one constantly.
Yeah. One type of trailer. And didn't really see any, posters around. I really don't think Disney put a whole bunch of money into marketing this movie. Because I think it almost surprised me when I heard that it was in, I was like, oh, is it out yet? And it was already out. And yeah, I'm not even sure what happened. We must have been busy or something. That's kind of happened for the past couple Disney movies. I think we did this similar thing with
Strange World.
What's it called? Strange World. Oh, and the one before that. The one with the Magic House.
Oh, yes, Encanto. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But Wish comes out really soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, have barely seen any promotional material for that.
Oh, I have actually. I've been seeing. Yeah. A lot of TV spots, stuff when I'm watching Disney Plus and I have the Disney Plus plan with the commercials. So it's definitely It's being out there. I probably will. I was probably going to go see that one in theaters if I can. I don't know. I'm pretty busy right now, so we'll see. But this one was very, very cute. And I think that I didn't want to see it initially because of obviously it's just kind of another gimmick with Pixar's what if this kind of metaphorical concept was an anthropomorphic character, right? And in this case, it's the four elements living together with their dynamics of their society, being that the fire people are ousted and more like the immigrants of the society. So that was pretty much a lot of the story. And it involved with our main character falling in love with a water person.
Yes, and that was definitely one of the things that I was not aware of, before this movie released. I think it was after it released that my roommate told me that it was definitely more of an immigrant story. I thought it was kind of a Romeo and Juliet type of situation. I know, and it was, definitely it was. But definitely thought it was going to play more... I didn't know much about the story. It was okay... We see this teaser trailer about this fire elemental and this water elemental, and they obviously get the hots for each other. And then that was kind of it. We really didn't know anything else about it. Kind of until it released. And then, we knew that there were other elements living in this city. Okay, sure. So and maybe that's kind of why I didn't go see it. Cause I just really, really didn't know too much about it. And and yeah, like kind of just superficial storyline, it kind of makes it seem like the city itself was primarily a water city, because like really catered to, so I don't know if like the tree people and the cloud people were kind of already there, or if they also...
No, they were immigrants too, but they were in like the earlier waves, the as earlier the phases showed. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, with the pictures in the beginning where it was like...
Mm-hmm. The Ellis Island thing.
Yes. Like, yes. Okay. I think my window might be open. Hold on. Someone is... Well, if it's not too bad, we'll keep going.
It's fine. Okay. So I actually watched the little documentary on Disney Plus today as well about this movie. And it was about the director, Peter Sohn, who was also the director of The Good Dinosaur and also is the voice actor for a lot of characters like Remy and Sox and other Pixar characters. And it was a directly inspired story from his life as a Korean immigrant, like the child of a Korean immigrant, Korean immigrant parents, and he lived in the Bronx. So it was him growing up in New York City and experiencing all the things about being a child of first generation immigrants. And that's like what this story is about. And even Peter himself married a non-Korean person. So they just have like a lot of like similarities with our main character, which is Amber.
Yeah, which is a very similar, a very relatable story to a lot of people. So this definitely caters. So it definitely sounds like a lot of love and care went into this story, and it is highly relatable to a lot of people.
Yeah, it was so sweet in that way, you know, like,
yeah,
just. You could see that the fire people were just kind of an amalgamation of many immigrant cultures, you know, Asian and whatnot, you know, Italian, Indian, Irish. I mean, they were called the like Firish, like they spoke Firish. So it was like, it was very cute.
Yeah, Firish. And we actually got to hear some of the language and what was her name? Ember. And Ember had, yes, like a cute little name for her dad.
Yeah, like an affectionate papa.
And she even taught Wade a word, like in her in her language. It was very cute. You asked me earlier if I like how I felt about this movie. I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Same.
You know, with Disney movies, you know, I like a lot of them. Would I watch a lot of them over again? Probably not. Would I watch this one again? I think I would. I think I would.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the love story, dude. Like, I'm gonna keep coming back to that. Oh,
you know, it was a love story.
That was so fucking cute. Like, oh my God. It was
the fact
it was
so I watched sweet. This with, I watched this with Casey, my roommate, and oh no. The lawnmower is getting closer. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be so loud.
Is it loud?
No, I mean, I can hear only what you're hearing on your headphone. Okay. So I don't know if it's this. I don't know what your microphone's picking up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll stop bringing it up. And, you know, we were talking about, like, the different elementals. And Wade and a lot of the water people, like, cry really easily. And my roommate cries very easily.
Yeah.
So every time, like, Wade and his family would cry, I, like, look over at Casey and I'm like, you're a water person. And they're like, I was trying to think of which elemental I would be in this movie, and yes, it is definitely a water person. And Casey cried probably like two or three times throughout this movie.
Oh, totally! So, it was so cute.
It almost got me there at the very end. What was happening? I think it was something to do with her dad. I don't know, but things that have been happening with people's dads has been getting me lately.
I know.
It's the pop-pops. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's been getting me, though.
When the dad I think when Wade and her got in this, they were trapped, and he started to become like water vapor, and
he was evaporating. I totally thought they were gonna kill him. I was like, what? Are you serious right now? Are you serious right now?
And the dad,
I thought he was like, dead. The dad said that was dead.
You were my dream. Like, it was not the shop. I think that I teared up there.
Well, that was a good part. That was a real good part. That was a good one.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
And also I teared up at the song. I mean, there was a lot of really beautiful parts of this, but the when the love song played for their love story scenes, they were all very very nice and beautiful, and those always make me get a little bit emotional. You know, them talking to, when the dad was talking about him leaving his culture and him bowing to his dad to go to the new world.
And not getting his bow of respect back. Oh my God. I think it was when they were bowing to each other it was getting me a little bit.
I agree. It teared me up too. It was so cute. I mean, the dad obviously really reminded me of my Nonu. So this also was, you know, pretty emotional.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought this world that was created was really, really well fleshed out. I mean, we didn't see a whole bunch of the tree/dirt people.
Except for those two that they saw picking each other's fruit in the window.
Oh my God. This movie had some innuendos, dude.
Oh, even at the end, they were like, the mom was like, now we're going to have time for hanky panky.
I know. I was like, what?
I love it. I love it. It was a definite, like, it felt truly like a romantic drama. Like, if you had set this movie in just a plain old world, right? Like, it would have been just a romantic drama.
Yeah, you know? This would have just been a Netflix rom-com. Like, this...
100%, but, like, better. Like, you know...
I don't think, like, Hallmark would touch on immigration, but,
No, it's too complex, man.
Yeah, it's a little complex there, so definitely...
It's a drama. Towards,
yeah, it's a drama. Yeah, it really was. I mean, it felt very different than like a lot of the other movies that we watch, and they kind of have all felt different lately, and I've actually been really enjoying that. And they're all still very good. I just kind of wish that Disney would put a bit more confidence into their people's work and, like, you know, promote it a little bit more. But you know, they're gonna do what they're gonna do.
Yeah, well, we can like this movie and watch it as many times as we want with Disney Plus, and
we can promote it now.
Yeah, we're talking about it actually this week, which it will be released. It is the 100th anniversary of Disney as a company. They gave their first short out into the world on October 16th of 1923. So,
oh shit, their first Pixar short?
No, not Pixar, Disney.
Oh, Disney short, sorry. Disney.
Like
Disney,
official Disney, right. Official Disney, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, obviously Disney was making a lot of little things before that, but...
That's right. Like, yeah, a lot Disney of, like, himself, short but... films and stuff. How old is Pixar? As a company, like, when was Pixar?
I think from the like 90s, because it came out of creating like the Apple computers and stuff, and then that was like in the 80s, and then making shorts in the early 90s, I believe, and then their first feature in 1997 with Toy Story.
Yeah.
That's 1997, also, right? Or is it 1992? I'm sorry.
Let me check. I don't know. And the
1995.
Only,
I'm sorry.
And the only up. Actor I really recognized from this list was Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, I also recognize that Wendy McLevin Covey lady as well. But Catherine O'Hara was the mom, and she was so freaking cute. Oh my she goodness, was
adorable. Oh my god, when she was encouraging Ember to make the glass, the pretty glass that she was making, so cute.
I know. And so what they were talking about in that little documentary was that obviously Ember's family comes from, you know, they're immigrant coded, so they are, their world is not made for them. Like, this universe is not catering to people who are fire elements. So
yeah.
But the water people just exist, like, they're privileged. Like, they live in, you know, a high rise and everything's really nice. And they've never really had...
by water.
Exactly. So, like, they're from a totally different environment. And so that friction between them and then the reason that they fell in love was just so sweet in that way, too. But, yeah, it's kind of nice to have those dynamics that we kind of explored a little bit in Zootopia as well, with like the predators and the prey and everything. But this was definitely like a little simpler than that, and I was totally fine with it, because if you really get too far into it, it just you know, like, then it kind of ruins it. So like, you could enjoy the craziness of everything that they were doing and the sweet things that they were doing together. Like when he put her in the bubble and make it go see that like tree underwater.
Yeah. And kind of these very dangerous situations, because like the water could kill a fire person. Like, it could literally kill one of them. So that was, and also kind of made me think of like ableism as well. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of the fire people felt like they couldn't even leave their section of the city that had kind of been fixed for them in a way, even though it was like run down and they were having water leaks and this whole permit system for the city was shoddy at best, and whoever was looking into these broken pipes was pretty was pretty expected. I mean, you know, we have a lot of, you know, it's really relatable to, you know, getting things fixed and having infrastructure not be deadly in even in our current times.
100%. I live in a really old building, so things are not exactly up to par.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness gracious.
Another part I really liked was their touching for the first time. It was kind of like so anticipated, and you really didn't know it was going to happen. And then just like that connection was so powerful. I think they did a really nice job with that.
Yeah, I really think the chemistry between these two characters was really cute and really well done. The only thing I didn't like, and it made it too cheesy, was that like that weird double take they did with their kiss when they finally kissed. It was like it was like zoom in, zoom in, zoom
they
in.
They zoomed like, in twice. They zoomed in twice to their lips, which is just, I mean, this is I've never seen anything like
this
that.
This is a Disney movie.
I know. It's,
and they're
it
showing
was
two
like,
characters Mac. I'm talking about hanky panky. Goodness gracious.
It was so sweet. And then like they go off to live together, and you know, you really wouldn't like see that in like a lot of previous movies, you know. Like the princesses just don't go like living with their beaus where there's implied sexual intimacy like at all. Like that's just not what happens.
Yeah, so. I guess so. And talking a lot about like parental, like guardian death in this movie too. Like, mm-hmm. Wade was talking about someone who had passed.
His dad, yeah.
Yeah, his dad. Oh, yeah. So who were all the members of his family? I didn't quite. There was definitely his mom, but who was... There was, like, this
The watercolor was the uncle.
Uncle. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And the way that they were speaking to her when she came over for dinner. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, she was just like, well, I've lived here my whole life, so I can speak just fine.
I would assume my English is good, because I grew up here, yeah. And yeah. And I loved Wade eating the hot coals, the hot logs, yeah. Whatever they're called. The cold nuts, I don't know, whatever they were called. It was really well developed. Like I really felt like this world and these people were real and like very realistic. Like it just was like I want more. Like I want there to be like a second. Yeah. I want to see them living together. I want to see.
I know.
I need like a 3-part miniseries of like them living together, and her doing and her glass blowing internship. Like I need this.
I know. I mean, I would love that. That would be fantastic. Like, I want to live more in this world. I want to explore more.
What is definitely fan fiction? I'm trying to find some fan fiction.
I'm sure that there's some fan fiction. See, this is why I knew we were going to like this. Because anything that has anything to do with a love story, we're, like, attacking it. Like,
Are there romance tropes in this? Enemies to lovers?
Dude, Slobert? Yeah. And then like Slobert, and then like you know, golden retriever boyfriend and feisty girlfriend. That is, I mean,
oh my God, cinnamon roll. Or what is it? What is it? He's just like a soft boy. He's like a soft
Yes, he's a soft simp. He's such a simp.
Oh my God, he's a simp. You know me and simps. I love him.
I know. He's so cute. Ah!
Ember and Wade. Here we go.
Oh, jeez. I'm sure that there's some very cute art out there.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Some fan art. Oh my God, look at this one.
I can't see. This is an audio medium, Emily.
Listen. Look at this. Okay. Look at Alessandra. Ember and Wade find out they're going to be parents. Once the shock settles, they realize they can't wait to see mini versions of their partners running around their apartment.
This is an AO3? Did you just look up?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'm gonna look at some other ones.
Okay. I don't know. So what kind of child would become from a... I don't understand how that would work. I don't know. It wasn't really explained, but the mom was pregnant with a fire baby in the beginning. So,
well, yeah, because she was impregnated by a fire person. I don't know what happens if I don't know what happens.
I don't know about that.
What happens
this
if you
didn't really get into a lot of politics either? Like, it wasn't like Zootopia. You know?
Yeah, like the bubble they made in the water, I was like, okay. I mean, why couldn't Ember have just made like a glass ball for herself and then get in? Like that would
have
been...
Yeah, that is so true.
Because the oxygen, because yeah. Casey was saying the oxygen in the bubble, like her body would have sucked out all the oxygen.
Maybe it would have been too heavy.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. I was going to say something. So in the documentary, the director, Peterson, he apparently, when his grandmother was on her deathbed, the last thing she said was, "Marry Korean," and then she died.
So they did that in the movie.
They did in the movie. Marry fire.
Marry fire.
Oh my God. And then she puffed into smoke.
Oh my God, my favorite part of this movie was I loved the mom and her matchmaking. She was so, and another trope, matchmaking, even though it wasn't her doing, but she
yeah,
was
but they
to,
were
like,
fated. They're like, you counter. Know.
Yeah. They were fated mates.
And he used her to make a fire on the stick by being like a honing beacon.
I know. Yeah.
It was so genius. It was so cute. Also, when he was trying to cover up the sign on his chest that said inspector, he kept putting his arms in front and it kept magnifying it. That was funny.
Oh, yeah, that was so good. So good. My favorite part was when the mom was sleeping and she started smelling the love on Ember, and when Ember sneaks out of the house, the mom's sleeping and she like wakes up and goes, "Love." I just love the way she said it. It was so good.
Yeah, she was funny.
I just kept saying it for the rest of the movie. I was like, "Love," and I would just say it out of nowhere.
I think we may love this movie, Emily. I think it's really touched us.
After I finished watching it, I was like, hey, that was good. And then I just didn't really think much about it. But like now that we're talking about it, it's really, I think I do really like this movie. Okay, listen to this. Look into this fan fiction. This one is just a fucking, oh my God. There's so many things in here. It's like all like Disney is like an amalgamation of just Disney things, like in this Frankenstein's monster, like just story. So it's Zurg from Buzz. Zurg steals all the wishing coins and all the kids in Element City panic. It's up to Ember to bring back the coins so the wishes can come true. That's a fanfic. That's a completed fanfic for anyone who's interested. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, this is in the documentary as well, but I'm going to read this trivia. It says, actually, let's take a break, and then I'm going to read some trivia.
Okay, I'll keep looking at fanfiction.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, we are back. So in the documentary, Peterson was saying that when he was a kid, he saw the periodic table of elements at school, and he imagined that it looked a lot like the apartments and the buildings in New York City. And so he kind of had this like imagined idea for characters and things that would be all of the different elements on the periodic table living all around each other, and how they would interact with each other. Mm-hmm. It was very cute. So this trivia says the park Ember and Wade go to, where she changes her color, is in the shape of the periodic table of elements.
Oh, that's cute.
And it said it took 7 years to make in the studio at home. Story artist Jason Katz shared that the story team finished their part while working remotely at home.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, my uncle is still working at home for Disney, so yeah, mm-hmm. I think kind of continued that style.
Yeah,
for some, you know.
Yeah. Here's another fanfiction.
Okay, Sarah.
Ember and Wade have found a home in their new city. While Wade is away, Ember starts to modify the home so that Wade is safer living with her. Wade and Ember then have a heart-to-heart about the time she nearly killed him.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. And then we're getting into the smut.
Oh goodness. Lord.
Oh god. No. There's a tag that's just called Wade is a simp.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They know.
I can't believe that it took you 0.5 seconds to look up fan fiction for this, like in the middle of a podcast. Like, you really just. Yeah.
There are. Oh, God. Oh, my. Oh.
What?
I'm just looking at the tags of some of these.
Don't read them on here. Don't read them.
I'm not going to do that. These tags get real bad. Oh, God. Okay.
There's not. I mean, this was Thomas Newman did the music, which apparently he had done. Let me see all the other names. He had done Finding Nemo, WALL-E, and Finding Dory before this. I liked his music.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and yeah, I mean, the music and Finding Nemo, oh man, so good. So relaxing.
Yeah, it was definitely like, this one kind of had like a beat to it, and it was very multicultural sounding, but also kind of like new wave and just like a general mix of calming music. I liked it.
Yeah, and also looking at the trailers and stuff, it kind of looked like the animation was going to be a bit more. Like, Wade was definitely very 3D looking, but mm-hmm. Ember kind of looked flat a little bit, like, in a way, which kind of makes mm-hmm. sense with Flame. I mean, Flame can kind of have body and shape to it, but, like, I don't know, like, her... I was, like, when this movie started, I was a little, like, taken aback by how she ended up kind of looking on my screen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because she just looked very different from... Because, you know, the clouds are very puffy and...
Puffy, and, yeah.
Puffy and fluffy. And all the water characters are... And all the earth characters are also very, like, kind of 3D looking. So I thought that was very interesting that they made her look flat, but also still look 3D. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain.
And do a lot of, like... jumping and flying in the air and falling on the ground, and like, she was a very physical character. Wade too. Yeah. Like, he would like run over the water and make a rainbow, or he would like slip into things and pop up other places because he was water.
He shows up was so funny. He just like came out of the leak in her shop. It was so funny.
He's all buff and he's like, oh, I'm all bent out of shape. Because she's like, whoa.
Like, yeah, you're fit. You're muscly. Really. But no, and then he's got this cute little just like average looking body, which is very cute. Wade was honestly, so cute.
I just love him. Honestly, he's so, like, it was very sweet when he was at the wind ball game or whatever, and he's like trying to get the wave to start and trying to get like the player to feel better about themselves because apparently they were going through something difficult, and he was just like really emotional and very like in tune with his, like, he liked that Ember was fiery and also like really like has, you know, a lot of like fieriness about her. And get really angry at things, but just like that's what he liked about her, and he just liked any emotions. He just was like a really golden retriever kind of character.
Yeah, and the fact that they had a game like to make each other cry was just so, funny. It was
what
so
he
cute.
Said to her was like unreal. It was, I mean. This is such a pure love story. Just like how he loved to be with her. I mean, oh my god.
Yeah. He was so cute. And it's really great to see these like male characters kind of being more emotional and more like in tune with their emotions. Because like we definitely saw that in Strange Worlds as well. So it's just really nice to see characters kind of written this way, and like, and having Ember, and you know, not having Ember be like super emotional and all this stereotypical stuff that have to do with being a woman. And she can be stubborn and have a temper. And you know, just be something different.
Yeah. I saw recently somebody was critiquing some of the more recent movies, Disney movies and stuff, that they kind of have been falling into this quirky girl syndrome. You know, there's a lot of very quirky leading characters and they do like funny, quirky things, but you know, it's kind of like their personality, you know, like Anna is pretty much like a real quirky character, and
she is Encanto, but she's lady. The kind I couldn't believe her, like when she was like, I have my thoughts about Frozen in general, but
but yeah, well, I like Anna, that Anna's Amber not one was of not my like characters that. No,
she's not. Anna almost like, felt like a character that's like, look at me, I'm quirky, like I'm so
exactly
fake.
At the time, yeah, she does grow and is less a little cringy. The second
she was definitely less cringy by Frozen 2, and that's why I like that movie loads better.
So here's
the with Encanto and Red. Turning red.
I mean, she really, like, to me, that quirkiness was just 13-year-old, like, which 100%. And we talked about that movie, and that one was amazing. That was the one prior to this, the Pixar movie.
Yeah, no, I loved the characters in that movie. Yes, they were young, and yes, they were acting like they were young, but like they also felt relatable even to me. Like even me, I'm almost 30, and I still get my boy crazy crushes. Like it's,
and yeah, I
turn into a crazy person. I'm absolutely unhinged.
Like, yeah,
and that's fine, and that's perfectly fine because I'm different.
Okay,
I'm quirky.
So this, according to Disney, this film received over 26.4 million views within 5 days of its release on Disney Plus, the biggest film premiere for the platform, surpassing Hocus Pocus 2 with 26 million views.
Oh, Hocus Pocus 2, I forgot that was a thing.
This beat it, which is absolutely incredible. Great job, Elemental.
That's amazing. Well, and you know what? Yeah, and I mean, I guess the reason I'm, you know, bashing on Disney for not promoting it is because I just don't know what the box office numbers were while it was in theaters. But like, I'm also hoping that we turn away from theaters and not take that as like, oh, this movie was successful because a ton of people went and saw it in the theaters. Like, a movie can be successful and also be on streaming.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's just me being anti-movie theater now.
It's convenient for you, for sure.
Convenient for me!
In your selfish phase.
The pandemic has changed me.
I think that's it for me for trivia. So if we want, we can go on to the plot keywords.
Yep, let's do that. I was just opening up Metacritic. So for plot keywords, we've got Disney, Pixar, 3D animation, fire, water.
Okay. That's some. It. Yeah, that's pretty good.
See if there are any better ones in here. Interracial relationship, interracial romance.
Yeah.
Gender identification.
Okay.
Tearjerker.
All right. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, a lot of tears.
Urban adventure.
This movie got a 58 Metascore, which is pretty low in my opinion. It got a 21 positive, 23 mixed, and 1 negative review. The highest is a 90.
Yeah.
A lot of yellows.
58 does seem pretty low.
Yeah, I don't...
I think this movie was at least like a 65.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's look down here at this low, at the lowest one. It was a 38 from Movie Nation. Oh, man, here we go. Pixar is as entitled to a swing and a miss as any studio, but the lovely looking miscalculation that is Elemental stands out on the CGI animation house's resume as a rare swing and almost completely miss.
Ooh. What?
I don't agree with that. I don't agree this was, why was this a miss? Why was this a miss?
It's not explained. I don't think you should go read on. I'm going to read the RogerEbert.com 50. Perhaps fittingly for a film that would have more accurately been titled When Fire Met Water, Elemental is combustible enough from minute to minute, but it evaporates from memory the second you leave the theater.
I don't completely disagree with this. There were some very standout scenes that were very good. I think there were some, like, even though the wind ball scene was fine, I didn't necessarily like it all that much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like my, like the fate, like standout scenes for sure was taking her down to see the flower. Just because that was a very, like she talked about how she wanted to go see the flower, but they wouldn't let fire people in. And they were basically like discriminated against to see this rare flower.
The xenophobia. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I thought that was a really good scene. Yeah. I mean, there was maybe some, like, it felt like, I thought that the pacing of the movie was really good, but maybe that there just could have been, I guess, just maybe another, but I also don't think it was super forgettable. Like, I mean.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's the wind ball scene that I was like, yeah, I could have done without that scene. Because it was really just to meet Gail. And mm-hmm. you know, get Ember kind of out to hang out with other elements, because like she would never leave her shop. Like she would never leave the shop.
Yeah.
So that was important. It was a perfectly fine scene. Like it was perfectly fine. This movie was fine.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was great. I'm going to read the 67 Austin Chronicle. It says, Elemental is thoughtful, visually interesting, and emotionally compelling, even if it doesn't all gel together all the time. When the clunky story falters, the vision and dedicated vocal performances of the cast carry it through, and Elemental has real heart.
There you go. That's what I was trying to say.
I'm sorry. I literally should have saved you. From you trying to by reading that earlier.
God, I was like fumbling over by where I was trying to say
exactly
that there was something
read.
Slightly off about the story, but like but that it was still good.
I literally read your review, so there you go.
Literally read my thoughts. God.
There's a couple 90s if you care to read them.
Yeah, of course. Let's see. Yeah, there's only two. Let's see, which one do I want to read? I guess I'll do the Wall Street Journal one because it's a little bit longer. The pair's growing fascination for each other is as unmistakable as the beauty of their surroundings, and so a film about inanimate elements turns out to be a delightfully human love story.
Oh.
Yeah.
So sweet. I know I've said that so many times. I genuinely feel it, okay? I have nothing else to say about it.
We're suckers for a good romance story, and this
just fuck me up successful. With a good romance. If it doesn't have a romance in it, I am almost not interested in it. It just really has to get my attention.
If there's enough chemistry between two characters of any kind, and that sparks enough inspiration to write numerous fan fictions, then you know it was a well written character. It was a well written pair.
I don't even know if written is right. It's just two hot people in one place, and then sometimes that's enough. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
Like, it really is.
To be some sort of connection there. But yes.
Oh, I agree.
It could just be two hot people, sure. Sure. You know, people write fanfiction about anything. It's just two completely different people that don't even know each other.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, Emperor Zurg and Ember.
Emperor Zurg and Ember. God, or, oh my God, what was the pairing? What was it? It was like a Tumblr fanfiction sensation, like when...
Oh,
when...
yes. Oh, no, it was like Super Hulock, but then it was for the characters from Tangled and...
Tangled, How to Train Your
Rise
Dragon.
Rise of the Guardians and How to Train Your Dragon. It was...
Oh my God! Yes, it was like fucking who was it? It was like Elsa. It was like Elsa and Jack Frost or something.
Yes, Jack Frost and he was with like Rapunzel or something like that. Yeah, and they all did like adventures and stuff together. It was like a whole Tumblr fandom.
Oh my God! Yes, yes.
I don't remember what that name was though, because like Super Hulock was obviously like a whole thing, but.
It was a whole culture. It was a whole Tumblr culture.
Oh my God. Oh, I got it now. Jesus. I gotta look this up. Let's see. Jack Frost.
I need to look at some Jack Frost fanfiction.
Merida. Oh yeah, Merida was in there.
Merida! Merida and Hiccup or something.
Yes. The Big Four. That's what they're called. The Big Four.
The Big Four.
Wow. Okay. And sometimes people say the Rise of the Brave Tangled Dragons.
Okay, I gotta look this up. The Rise of the
like
what was
people
it? Brave?
Made Brave Rise Tangled. Of the Brave Tangled Dragons. The Big Four. That's what it is. I'm telling you, there's also like a lot of like fan fiction of them as like. The four different Harry Potter houses, so like they're all because they're all animated 3D animations, so it's like you could stick them in anything you want. Like Merida is Gryffindor, Hiccup is Hufflepuff, Rapunzel is Ravenclaw, and Jack Frost is Slytherin. Oh, we've gone away so far. I'm so sorry, everybody who's listening.
Oh my gosh, I found it. There are so many Rise of the Brave Tangled. Oh my God, this is amazing. Someone's summary is literally, I know that this fandom doesn't really exist anymore, but I literally just found out it existed in the first place. So if I ever come up with something to post for anyone who still cares about it, it'll appear here.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I have to read one. Oh my God. I have to look at the kudos and pick a good one. Okay, this is
No,
happening.
I'm
this
sure that
happening.
there was probably some really good ones. Like I'm sure that people like actually wrote some decent stories.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a Reddit post, a Reddit forum of like the best Rise of the Brave Tangled Dragons fan fiction. I need other depraved nerds to tell me this information because I'm not gonna look it up myself. I need someone else has already done this, and I don't need to do the research. It's already been done. Okay,
there's many videos. Too.
I will report back on this.
You better, okay. You better.
And I will also read an Ember and Wade fan. Hold me to this, Alessandra. Hold me to this. I'll find a short one. I'll find a short one and I'll read it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, report back on the next toppings this weekend.
Yeah. To bring it back. That's too soon. Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
Depends on how long it is. It depends on how long it is. Okay. Just to loop it back around to elemental. All right. Anything else we want to say about the movie?
You know how this is looped back to elemental? That there's the big four, and then there's the four elements in this movie.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. You did it. You fucking did it, Alessandra. You brought it back.
I'm done. God. I'm done now.
Rise of the Brave Tangled Dragon. Fucking, I can't believe you just told me this information. Okay, we're going to close out right now. okay. That was Elemental. It is on Disney Plus, and you should definitely watch it if you love any sort of romance story. It is for all the romance girlies
out there.
Or
if you come from a family of immigrants, or if you would like to know more about what it's like to come from a family of immigrants.
That too. Very, yes, yes, definitely, definitely that as well. But that was Elemental. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allwithapopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch. So please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.